Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to our mini show.
Yes. I'm Allie.
I'm Bree.
And today we talk about anything and everything. What could
I did that last time too.
You drank right when we it was your turn to talk.
I just want to get out talking.
Let's see. Well, what's going on in our lives this week?
Oh my gosh, when this comes out, it's going to be the day before Allie turns 31.
I know. I decided that my first year, my 30th year, was such a good year that I'm going to go into 31 positive.
Well, that's good.
Be like, I can handle 31. Because so far, I like my 30s, I think, more than my 20s. Because I, like, have my act together.
My 30s have been shit.
Well, I'm sorry.
Hopefully 31 will turn that around for me.
Yeah, you got a couple. You've barely been 30. You've
almost 6 months.
Almost. So you got a whole year to, or half year to
turn it
better.
Around.
Yeah.
It's not happening anytime soon.
You never know. But I decided, no. So yeah, tomorrow's the start of
a good week.
I hope so. Yeah.
Oh, tomorrow. Oh.
When this comes out, my birthday.
I thought you meant you guys. We're recording on Saturday night. Tonight is the night that I haven't had to go to sleep. What's your phone doing?
It just took a picture of you for some reason. We have it set up because we're going to make a TikTok video. Don't read those.
I don't know how to get.
That's all my.
Yeah, I don't want to see those.
You don't want to see the facts about Twilight.
No.
Here, we'll just turn this off till we're ready.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay.
It's not taking random pages. That was weird.
Anyways, I don't even know what we're talking about. Oh,
we're recording on Saturday, and my work schedule has been super weird, and so I haven't been having to wake up early. And freaking today is the day that my body decides that, guess what? 8:30 is bedtime.
And it is currently
almost 9 o'clock. So, good luck.
But it's been super weird. Okay, it's confusing me. Because
doing a episode that comes out this week.
Yes. And,
yep. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we record, like, months in advance. So, we're recording Twilight tonight, right? And it comes out
in March.
And so, but then now we're recording this episode, and it comes out in 4 days. And then we're also talking in this episode as if it comes out, as if it's Wednesday right now. We're talking about my birthday tomorrow. You guys, if you follow along, you're awesome. Because I'm confusing myself. So,
I know. What's funny, My Favorite Murder does this all the time. And basically, they just do what we do, where they'll be like trying to talk like it's coming out. And then one of them will be like, oh, yeah, because this releases on this.
Yes. Glad it's not just us. Glad some real professionals do this too. Yeah. Because, man, it happens. Man.
But yeah. Yeah, I really thought you were talking about Sunday. And I was like, oh, so you're like starting this week. Like, yes, I think
I'll do that too, because it's my birthday week starting.
It's true. Did you want to tell everyone what we're doing for your birthday?
Yes. So on my birthday, my church is doing like a Clue night thing. And they asked me to be Professor Plum. So I bought this cute little purple dress. And so we're going to go do that. I have no idea what to expect.
I'm hoping it's a murder mystery.
I hope
murder
so, mysteries. Too. I really hope so. And so we're going to do that. No idea what to expect, but it should be fun. I think Riley and I are going to go get pedicures. We might go do that.
Nice.
Yeah, because she's really bummed. We were supposed to, her school does like skate nights, and it was supposed to be on my birthday. And so when she found out it wasn't, because it was going to be, well, you were going to come too, but it was going to be like a me and her thing because Tyler wasn't going to come. She was pretty bummed that she's like, oh, I'm like, it's the next week. It's 1 week. You can make it.
It's fine.
And so I think I was like, okay, you and me can go get pedicures. And so then, even though I think I'm going to bring her to the Clue thing because they have like babysitting.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to bring Tyler.
Sorry.
Like, mom, just watch him. But then
she'll have fun.
Riley?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think her friend's going to be there and everything like that. So then this weekend, we're going to Leavenworth and we're going to paint.
Oh, you just skipped right over our game night.
Oh, yeah, I did. Man, I forgot. I have a fun birthday weekend, don't I? Friday, we're doing game night.
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of, like, random fun games, right?
Yeah.
Like, random, like, that can
Farkle.
Invite Paul, too, that he won't be like...
Well, we told Paul at our last game night that we were going to play all the Farkle and stuff.
I know. And... I told him today, too. He's like, just play fun games and I'll come back down. And I was like, well, I think...
You should tell him that we play, like, the kiddie games for him.
We're playing all the baby games, Paul.
Yeah. I mean, I plan on bringing my Rick and Morty dice game because I love that game.
That actually is a fun game.
Mm-hmm. I like the... Because it's like my Quix dice game, but it's got added, like, you can only do this or you have to do this. Or if you do this, you get extra points.
Yeah, bring that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to do game night on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday...
Oh, do you want your gift on your birthday or on game night?
Oh, I don't care.
Okay.
No. Thank you.
Yeah. Me showing up to Allie's birthday without anything.
Oh, gosh.
Your gift is being my friend.
Yes, exactly. Hey, when I was poor, that was my gift to everybody. So, but then on Saturday, we're going to go to Leavenworth and we're going to pet some reindeer. I almost said paint. Oh, cool. That would be cool.
I didn't even know that we were doing that.
Yeah. You want to go pet some reindeer?
Yeah.
I have to call and make the book the tickets, but oh yeah. Do you want?
Okay. I will.
You will? Okay. Yeah. And
they also have a balsamic vinaigrette store.
Oh yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. And ever since Allie for Christmas got me balsamic vinaigrettes because I'm obsessed. And she made fun of me. She was like, what do you use these for? And I
was like, salad? You just like to eat salad with this?
I literally used to buy balsamic vinaigrettes just to dip bread in. And so ever since then, I Googled for the ones that you got me. I was like, what is this best used for? And I've started, oh my gosh, putting it in my breakfast smoothies. First off, it's super delicious, especially the raspberry one because it mixes well with the fruit. I also, in Flagstaff, there was a big balsamic vinaigrette store there, well, in Sedona. And so I would go and get it, the balsamic vinaigrette, because they had an espresso one.
Ooh.
And I realized, because a few years ago, I ordered it online to have it shipped to me. And so I still have some of those. And so now, if I'm home for breakfast, what I do is I get yogurt and I get a bunch of different fruits like strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries. And then I pour my espresso balsamic vinaigrette over it. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to just go and get more.
Well,
and then find other stuff to dip my bread in.
Oh my gosh. We will go into that store just for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The best part about that store, I know this because we went after... Oh my god, after my 13-mile hike for my birthday like 2-3 years ago.
Okay.
I'm dying. And I was like, I want to do dinner in Leavenworth. I wish we, like, going, it was great, it was nice, I was glad, but I was dead. Like, doing anything in Leavenworth sucked.
Oh, yeah.
But what got me through was so we got water because I think we were all really dehydrated too. And we were drinking the water. And I don't know what I saw, or I don't know if like Cassidy told me about the store or something, but we found this store. And then you go in and they give you sourdough bread to dip in things and you eat all of them and you can try them all.
I actually know exactly where that store is. They also have a hot sauce store. Yeah, the little pretzels and you can dunk them all in. And they have like one of the world's hottest hot sauces and all this sort of stuff.
Yep. I kind of want to do that, even though I'm a wimp when it comes to spice. I hate spice.
Oh, I hate spice. I get the highest at Buffalo Wild Wings I get is teriyaki. And that's number two on their spice list.
I at least go to like the, it's like the middle, but it's definitely mild.
Yeah.
It's like honey something.
I think that's like the third or the fourth one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not much better than you.
Oh my gosh, but that's awesome.
I've always wanted to try one of the super, super hot sauces just to see how much of a wimp I am.
Well, there you go. Let's try it.
Yeah, we'll do okay. it. And then we'll go to the balsamic vinaigrette store to help my spice.
And they're smart. And I think they sell milk there. They're like, oh, you can buy milk, but you have to buy it. Like, they let you try everything for free. And then they
make you buy milk.
Yeah.
Assholes.
I know. Okay. All right. That was cool. Yeah. That's our week.
I interrupted you. What else are we doing in the woodwork? Sorry.
Oh, no. That was pretty much it. I'm just going, I want to pet some reindeer. We did that for Riley's birthday last year.
Mm-hmm.
And hers is right before Christmas. So it was extra fun because, like, Santa was there. And, like, it was very cute. And so, but this little reindeer farm. Leavenworth farm. This reindeer farm is the, what do they say? The biggest reindeer farm in Washington or in the U.S. I can't remember what it is. And they take such good care. It's not like one of those janky, like, Tiger King zoos, like, where you're like, these animals are not taken care of well.
Did you see that supposedly Carol Baskins did not kill her husband?
Yes! Oh, gosh! I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I'm glad also, he's alive, like, but, well, man,
have you seen sketch? Like, the articles that are saying that he's alive, though, are like, I still almost think that, like, she hired someone to say it, because it's like, a private investigator in Mexico found him, but there's been no statement from him.
Oh, yeah, that's sketch.
Yeah. So
yeah, she still killed him.
I think so.
She fed him to tigers.
Yeah.
Let us talk about more controversial things, shall we?
Yes.
Anyways. So it's a really nice farm. They take care of their reindeer really well. And beforehand, they do a little, like, you sit around a fire and they teach you about the reindeer.
Nice.
Uh-huh. And did you know that all female reindeers have their antlers in wintertime, but males don't? Which means Santa's eight reindeer are all female. It's a little fact for you all out there. About a month late, but literally 1 month late.
I almost was like, this doesn't come out until March.
Gosh, you guys, we're so sorry. Maybe one day we'll figure it out. But anyway, so it's really, it's so cute. And so I'm excited. But they said, that's where I was going with this. They're a reindeer farm you can go to all year long. So they're like, come back in spring because all the reindeer have their babies. And I'm like, we might have to make another trip up there.
Yeah, gladly. Yeah. Okay. I just need to see Christmas.
Yes, no, for hopefully sure. They just made a movie. What'd they call it? I don't know what they called it. There's a really old movie called Christmas Town about this little kid who lives in like a hot area.
Okay.
And he switches lives with, like, he meets this other kid at the airport and they kind of switch lives because the other kid's like, I'm so tired of snow. And the other kid's like, I'm so tired of sun. And they switch and it takes place in Leavenworth because it looks like a little Christmas town.
Hey.
And then they just made a new movie. It's like a Hallmark movie. Don't remember what it's called, but also takes place in Leavenworth. So
heck yeah,
it's literally a little Christmas town, but cheaper to go in January. But they still have all their lights up, so let's do it.
What I'm excited for.
Yep,
I cannot wait. It's gonna be the best.
It's gonna be so pretty.
Okay. Christmas is my favorite.
So much we still do it in January.
Heck yeah! All right,
okay, that was our life.
Yeah, that was our life.
Our life update, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
That's what I like these podcasts for. I love, it's going to be us looking, it's like our own audio
time capsule.
Journal, time capsules. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
How cool is that? I didn't even think of that till right now. Guys, I have all these thoughts on air for you.
just for you.
Okay. So our fun little thing we saw for this episode is going around TikTok right now, and it's called ABC Conversations.
I'm just going to record this whole thing, and you can just...
You're fine. Okay. And so basically...
Oh, damn it.
Got to get that light on us. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so bright. I'm in darkness.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
See, we also don't have a great place to put our ring light. So Bree's the center of attention for this one. Go check out our TikToks or make Reels. Sure
that Allie has some where she's the center of attention too. I promise.
Anyways.
My eyebrows look ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. So, I guess now I've like advertised this. I have to put this one out somewhat. We have to do this one on Thursday, right?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay.
We're going to do Maddie's at least. For Thursday, and see if we're bound for a different day.
Okay.
Maybe even next week.
Okay. So,
first off, guys.
I haven't even explained what this is yet, but you go.
No, I was just gonna... What about that episode on Monday?
Oh, okay.
This was the one book of Allie's that I actually enjoyed.
Oh, yeah! Oh, I really like... This was my favorite podcast we've done so far.
Well, good.
I think it was like a therapy podcast for me. That's probably why. I just got to talk and talk and talk.
Yeah, it's... I just cried, so I don't...
I think it was a therapy podcast for both of us.
Sure.
Oh my gosh. Yes. No, that was one of my... It was... I really like this book. I've read... Like, people... I never recommend books, and people are, like, asking this year, because I guess for some reason a lot of people want to read books this year. Good for you all. And so I've been recommending this book, because it's so good. I saw that you recommended it to some stranger.
Yeah. In the group hangout, I almost said. And I'm on a bunch of book groups on Facebook. And a lot of people keep asking for ones that make them cry. I'm like, I got one.
Yep.
Got you. This one made me bawl after the third chapter.
All right, you guys. So... The ABC conversations going around on TikTok is basically Brie and I are going to have a conversation, and we have to start each sentence with the next letter of the alphabet. Should be interesting. My brain is not going to wrap around which
especially
letter
we're going to do. First, we're going to do it with Two Kisses for Maddie, and then we're going to do it with Homeward Bound.
Yeah, so you'll get a preview and or a
review.
And then a preview.
And a preview.
Ooh.
Wow.
Our thoughts about each.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
You want to start? What do you want me to do? I'll start with one and you start with the other. Which one do you want to start with?
I'll start with Homeward Bound.
Okay. Crap. I don't even know how to start with that. All right. Listen, guys. It was a great book.
Basically one of the best. Look at that alliteration.
Can't believe how much I cried.
Did you really though?
Eh.
For real.
C-D-E-F-G. Jeez Louise. Of course I did.
How hard? That's what she said.
I can't even believe you're asking me this right now.
Just kidding.
I can do okay. Okay.
Kilts.
Huh?
Kilts.
Kills?
Kilts.
Kilts? Oh, how they were. She. Kilts were in the movie. Is that where you're going?
That is. Listen to our podcast from Monday to fully understand.
Monday's episode was really good, you guys. Go check it out.
No, it wasn't.
Please.
You were on O.
Oh. Well, oh, it's gasping and an O sound. Okay. My mouth made an O.
And I'll go, please.
Quiet your mouth.
Really, though, go listen.
Seriously, the best.
I want to get us back to talking about it. Yes. Try to put yourself in Matthew Loglin's shoes.
You.
I'm like... Very disappointed in you.
Well, if I had to read a book again, I think it would be this one.
Exactly.
I'll let it fly. Why would... Oh, why starts with a W? Dang it. Your elementary school teacher, ladies and gentlemen.
Zany and weird. All right, well, that was barely related to Kisses for Maddie. Sorry, we tried about that, guys.
Now pause and restart.
Oh, yeah. I think Homeward Bound, though.
Oh, no, like full and stop.
Oh. I think Homeward Bound, though, is going to be easier, especially. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Adorable puppies and cat.
Aww. Brie, I can't believe you said that.
Can you really?
Don't even get me started.
Especially the cat, though.
Fur babies, they are the cutest.
Good movie? Not really.
How could you say that?
I did not enjoy it.
Just back up.
Keep listening.
Let me tell you guys, it's the best movie out there. Right, L?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your face made me be like, no.
My face was deep, what you said.
Okay. I was like, do I not know my ABCs?
Most people over the age of 10 do not enjoy it.
Now. Everyone out there loves it.
Should I go straight to police?
I guess you can.
Overly obnoxious. Two O's.
I kind of just want to say please right now. Can I do that twice? I guess you had P in the last one.
Yeah.
Please.
Quit your whining.
Really, everybody. Amazing movie. Horrible book.
Seriously, though, I enjoyed the book more than the movie.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Unbelievably slow, both book and movie.
Very true about the book.
Was also true about the movie.
Excuse you. You said X something.
In my brain, you were at Y, and I was like, oh, no. That's an E. Yes, that is what I think.
Zip your mouth.
Ta-da!
Hey, that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, not sure how that'll go on TikTok with us pausing and, like, I'll figure out how to edit
it.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like we do in the podcast.
Okay. Figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That was fun.
We did it.
We did it.
All right. Oops. Wow, this is going to be a short mini-sode.
Well, that's okay. They're mini.
Well, that's true. Good point.
Mini, mini, mini. And now you all know how we feel about Homeward Bound, so...
yeah.
Didn't think of that, but...
Nope.
So...
We gave you a hardcore sneak peek.
Yep. Still tune in, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say it might surprise you, but I'm pretty positive.
We just gave it all away.
Yeah.
Didn't think of that. Oh, well. Whoops. Whatever.
My okay. bad. I should have stayed away from certain topics. That was my bad. I think I led us that way.
That's okay. We had to figure out how to use all those alphabet letters.
That was really hard.
That was harder than I thought it was going to be.
Otherwise, it was going to end up being exactly like Maddie, where we just started talking
random crap. Oh, gosh. Okay. Well,
all right.
That was fun. We're going to go record some Twilight.
Finally.
Let's do it.
I'm excited.
All right, you guys. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed, rate, and reviewed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.